Okay.
I'm gay.
Check, check.
Everything looks good here.
Well, let me piss real quick.
Oh. Well, we started already.
You started?
Yeah.
I'll hold it in for an hour, 20 minutes.
That's fine.
We'll give them an extra jumbo.
Piss in your pants.
I'll pee my pants for the pod. I'd do anything for you boys.
That'd be a funny joke, huh?
Yeah, visual.
It would be funny if we've all been pissing our pants and never spoken of it.
Like astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or we could go diaped up, you know, so we don't have to take bathroom breaks.
I don't want to say it, but you should start wearing a diaper, man.
It'd be cool to do.
I piss and shit a lot. I shit like 3 times a day, dude.
It'd be cool to do all the work to become an astronaut, and when you're ready to, like, you build bonds with the other guys you're going to space with or whatever, and then, like, they're strapping everybody in for the trip up to space, and they're putting diapers on everybody, and you're like, I'm good. And they're like, what? And they're like, nah, man, I'll just do it, like, regular style.
Yeah,
like, please wear a diaper. And like, nah. I'm going to go in the suit.
I'm going to shoot. I also brought a Gatorade bottle to piss in. Sometimes my turds are small. They'll go in there.
Yeah.
You could probably shit in a Gatorade bottle.
Just turning the inside of the spaceship into like a Vietnam veteran's garage. Just jars of piss everywhere. Old paint.
Yo, fucking shouts out to Benny O'Brien. I don't know if he'd even like this revealed, but he lived in that horrible...
Betray him.
That horrible... You ever go to the Copycat in Baltimore, that horrible warehouse?
Yeah.
It was like one bathroom for like 5 units or whatever. Mm. And my man would have like 12 big-ass deer parks full of piss just like hanging around his fucking apartment. Like he would have to like... There was a day scheduled for like piss removal, dude. He would fill so many bottles.
Howard Hughes style, baby.
I used to piss in bottles quite a bit as a youth. My mom found
you were doing that recently, though. Oh, you're pissing in plant pots,
huh?
You're pissing in plant.
No, that was during
flower pots.
That was during my medical disability. I couldn't get up to use a bathroom, and the flower pot plants
you're just pissing on succulents.
Nature's urinal, dude.
Yeah,
that's something we don't use them enough for. You know,
we should be doing that.
You got a house plant? That's a place to piss, bro.
My friend used to piss in like the sink in his basement.
Respect is pissing in the sink.
Yeah, because it was unfinished, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, it's an unfinished basement is anarchy.
If it's got concrete on the floors, you piss anywhere.
You do whatever you want. You do heroin.
It's like
in
a
there.
Costco.
Oh yeah.
You piss anywhere in a Costco.
Yep. You have sex. It's like international.
They don't
waters.
Have carpet.
Yeah. An unfinished basement is fucking beautiful, dude.
Your brother's got in the Beemore house.
We do.
The gym. The home
the
gym.
The Howdy's Estate, the home gym.
Did he put a squat rack down there?
No. So it's
that's
just
surprising.
I know. I think he just hasn't worked on it. He's been working a lot. He's been just like training hot bitches, hot like moms and shit.
Damn.
And he doesn't fuck any of them, dude. He has integrity. It's crazy like how different me and my brother are. He's like such a nice, just like always having a good time. Doesn't have any, like not mad or sad about, I mean, he gets mad, but he's not like sad about shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I would be trying to fuck all those MILFs I was training if I were
him.
That's
got to be a weird feeling to see like somebody else that had like the same exact circumstances you do. But
genetics.
Like, yes, yeah, like same inputs and then they turn out like so much better. They're not like
in every way.
Yeah.
He's hot as shit.
He's got a full head of hair.
He could fuck so much but chooses not to because he's like focused on other things. He's not like he doesn't obsess over anything.
He's an uber male.
He's great, dude. I wish I was as hot and sexy as my little brother. I wish I had my life as figured out. But the Lord unfortunately blessed me with incredible intelligence. And I've had to use my brain, whereas my body is failing.
Yeah. I have to become a strategist.
I have to be. I'm working on fucking campaigns, dude.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Elizabeth Warren's new campaign manager. Now, first thing, shorter skirts. Get the sex appeal
for
up.
Liz?
For Liz.
Yeah, she's got to slut it up a little bit more.
Yeah, right.
That's my issue with her.
The policy, rolling policy after policy. It's cool, but it's not sexy enough.
Hey, yo, Pocahontas, I'm trying to see that Pocahot ass.
Exactly.
A lot of people, like, you know, they don't, you know, they try to talk about, like, Elizabeth Warren. If you like Bernie Sanders but don't like Elizabeth Warren, it's misogyny or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't understand, like, the difference between the two of them. And it's like, they have very similar goals, but Bernie Sanders obviously is, like,
he's a
democratic socialist.
Right.
You know, Whereas Elizabeth Warren is just some dumb bitch. So with democratic socialism, you want right. to actually move towards like right. socialist policies. Whereas like Elizabeth Warren has a lot of similar goals in terms of like mm-hmm. the end result.
Mm-hmm.
She's still just some dumb cunt.
Some yeah. fucking bitch.
Some, yeah.
Who are you going to trust? Bernard? Mm-hmm. Or Elizabeth, little Lizzie.
I taught at Harvard. I taught at Harvard.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, bitch.
Go make me my fucking Ooh. Dinner. Oh.
I was a single mother and got a law degree.
Yeah. She was one of the women janitors at Harvard.
Exactly. She solved a really hard law problem on mm-hmm. on the board.
Oh, yeah. What's a law problem, Adam? You used to go to law school.
I didn't go, actually. I was just you never accepted. Did.
Oh, shit.
But I would have known all the laws if
what
I
What did went. You write your law school essay on?
The Ayatollah Khomeini.
You have to draw a picture of the Star of David to get into yeah. this application process.
It's hard to get it right.
Draw a picture of the Star of David and then an outline of the state of Israel. And if you draw two states...
Oh, I could do yeah, both. That's it.
You're in trouble, pal.
You're in real trouble.
I see a United
You're
going
to get a fucking knock on the door, pal. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
The Mediterranean yeah. to the...
Everyone knows real Israel includes...
River Jordan.
West Bank, Gaza Strip, Egypt. Golan Heights, Egypt.
Jordan.
The United States of America.
Exactly. Congressman.
The Bank of England.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Don't get me started.
The Rothschilds estate.
Mm-hmm. You already got started, Adam. 700 years ago.
Oh, it was longer than that, buddy.
Well, I'm talking about like.
It would be cool if everything anti-Semites said about Jews was true. Like if they were just like that smart and cool.
And, I think it's one of those like self-fulfilling prophecy sort of things.
Like.
It's like everyone's like, oh, white guys are all Nazis. And then last year, white guys were like, I guess we'll just be Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they started running people over it. You know, little get-togethers.
Little get-togethers.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever you call whatever's going on.
Yeah. Protest.
Yeah, they're having a little...
I don't know, it seemed like more like a...
little meet and greet.
Little powwow.
Yeah.
Reddit meetup.
Yeah, for socialists. And
yeah.
Guy. Yeah.
I choose not to remember his name.
Yeah, the guy
you don't say the name.
You don't say his name.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the type of car he used.
It was Dodge Charger. Right?
Hell yeah, dude. I love that the car
that
is
she
more
got
famous.
A Hemi, baby.
That's the kind of news I like, is when the car gets more attention than the guy.
R.I.P. Heather, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a Hemi. The car did have some horses.
Mm, yeah.
It had some ponies under the hood. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let's. Would be cool if he used a Ferrari, some car that costs like $250,000.
That if you're gonna go to jail, he's in jail for like ever now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well get your money's worth. You rent that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because you can rent rappers rent cars, so you rent if you're look
exotic cars.
Do not do hate crimes with cars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you were to do one, however. You might as well go the fuck off and get a fucking Murcielago or some shit.
When I was a kid, they used to do those World's Wildest Police Chases specials.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They had one with a guy who like was ex-military and he like snuck back onto the base or wherever in California and stole a tank.
Hell yes.
Like went
that fucking rocks.
Went down like the 101 in a tank.
That rules.
And I fucking loved that video so much when I was a kid.
Yeah, dude. That's the shit you think about when you're a little ass kid. You're like, I'm going to drive a fucking tank mm-hmm. on the fucking highway.
No
you don't,
one can stop me.
That would be awesome.
I used to think Hummers were so sick when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's funny. As a kid, you have fantasies of like meeting Santa and then like killing every police officer. Like both of those in your head, you're like, "What if Garfield was real and we hung out?" And it's like, and then I have a laser that I use from the blimp, and I murder the president. I kill him, and then everyone has to. I kill all the cops, and they're trying to stop me, but they can't. And I can also punch them so hard. My robot body.
And I just go home and I eat pudding. And
the Polar Express is real, and then I hang out with Santa Claus. And then I come back and I murder every type of authority figure.
I just strangle my fucking third grade teacher with my bare hands.
Yeah. I never wanted to kill teachers. That was not a thing, a fantasy I had as
really?
A kid. Yeah. Cops, definitely. And not from like a woke thing. It's just like, you know, you the imagine yourself you having do. Like all this power or whatever. And it's like,
cops are so powerful.
Well, it's like, who's going to stop you is the police. That's why the appeal of the tank video or whatever.
So you wanted to be a fucking... A demigod.
Yeah, kind of.
That would be tight.
The teachers never... I mean, the fantasies you have as a kid about school is like, you know, that you get to be in charge of the school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the know, lamest fantasy.
Like where everyone writes you in as like student government president. Yeah. You're like, I don't even want this job.
Right.
But as long as I have it, it's recess every class.
Hell yeah, dude. I won that shit as a joke by accident. Mm-hmm.
What grade?
I was in high school.
Student body.
I was the senior class president.
Damn.
And my shit, really? My campaign was a joke. It was literally like, we're going to have prom on the moon, baby. We're going to have fucking... And then not only did I win by accident, but one of my friends falsified votes.
How many kids are even in a senior class in a Baltimore public high school? Like six?
No, it's like... Polly, we had like 300 kids in our
everyone
class.
Drops out by like what, second grade?
Everyone has to go work on those corners.
Well, the thing is that the pregnant girls get to vote twice. Oh, nice. So that's why there's so many people.
Because it's a human life.
What was the name of the boy? What was the name of the boy after on the wire? 6 months. Huh? Whose mom was making him sell drugs? Naaman,
yeah, because he needed to be cool like his dad, Weebay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get your ass out on those corners, Naaman.
He had beautiful hair, that Naaman.
Yeah.
But yeah, my friend Carmen, actually, not only did I not win, I won by like 6 votes, and my friend Carmen changed 10 votes. She literally falsified the election.
Oh, so you rigged it?
I rigged it. I literally colluded.
Damn, DNC style.
yeah, dude. Call me Stavi Wasserman Schultz out this motherfucker.
I ran for his sophomore.
Sorry to my friend Ian, who Ian... I won't say his last name, but he was...
You stole it from a friend?
Well, I knew him. We weren't like boys, but we played football together.
Did he know you stole it?
I don't think he knows. I don't think anyone knows.
Damn, now the world does.
Now the world knows, dude.
Yeah. Your friends never know when you steal things from them.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's just an observation.
Oh, okay.
In life. people will smile to your face and they're just robbing you blind. You know, pretend to be good friends with you.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people are parasites, I've found.
Really? Like, wait,
like,
who?
Like what are you talking about?
Just a lot of the people.
Like anyone in your life. You're talking currently? About in the past.
Oh, I mean, I don't have friends anymore.
This is something you've gotten over. Or yeah, is it still people in your life?
The cat's... The relationship between me and the cat is pretty clear. I feed it and house it. In exchange, I get to fuck it. Power I don't exercise, but the cat knows that I can.
Oh, you reserve that right.
Of course.
And that's what the tension is, what keeps everything in line.
Yeah.
I love that, dude.
Like a high wire act.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Will my cock slip into this fucking cat's pussy or not? Mm-hmm. Just like the guy between the Twin Towers, that French guy.
Yeah.
My cock is the
French I didn't watch
guy.
That documentary. It's supposed Man to be the greatest documentary of all time.
Yeah.
And it's like the
no
only way.
Way
that's true is if the middle of the documentary captures him walking across the towers as the planes smash into it.
That would have been cool.
That's the only way that's the best documentary that's
Damn,
ever been
made. Damn, that would be awesome.
That
dude.
Picture is photoshopped, right? The like the one of the guy on the observation deck with like the plane like right behind him. He's like his friends taking a pic of him.
No, actually there was a guy on top of the Twin Towers and they took a picture of him as the plane smashed into the building.
Okay, all right.
And then
I answered
the film survived falling. Yeah.
Oh, because the film is in a black box.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. The plane
that
vaporized.
I answered my own question.
And, yeah.
That's wild that you seriously asked that question.
Mm-hmm. It's a great Photoshop. It's a great hell of a job they did.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever said. I'll put that up there.
I really am glad I was not in 9/11. I will say that.
In the tower?
That would have sucked dick, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to jump. Wait, how many people survived? Anybody?
The Jews.
Right. Well, they all called out of war.
They were, yeah, they all, well, I guess that technically makes them survivors, even though they weren't there.
That's why John Stewart's trying to get all those health benefits.
It's really not fair that none of the people died were the ones that moved here to do comedy.
I know.
It would have been tight if there was
a dog walking mm-hmm. like meeting that day.
Yeah, just fly a plane at ground level through Bushwick and kill everyone walking around in the middle of the day.
Maria Hernandez
trying to decide
Park.
Like what kind of juice to blow their money on.
That is really sad.
Just see beet juice splattered on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We probably told this story before on the pod, but Nick and I one evening just watched a 38-year-old
man. Still one of the greatest things I've ever
skateboard
seen.
Skateboard alone, not doing any tricks.
He doesn't know how to do any tricks. He was just going in a circle, this like Volcom dad looking guy.
The most serious look on his face.
Yeah, and it was like...
Respect.
He didn't know why he was doing it. He didn't know why he was skateboarding.
He just had to do it.
Damn, dude.
I like this cat's arms. It's got powerful arms.
The cat rocks,
and
man.
A really nice coat.
Still no name. No name ever?
No, I'll wait. I'm waiting. Honestly, I'm waiting until I have an appointment with the vet, but it's the one Amber recommended, and they like take fucking like a month and a half before they come to you.
They come to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So I want to make sure the cat's not like, you know, she gets here and it's like, oh, it'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Before you get attached.
I mean, I'm already attached to the cat, but I feel like.
Once you name it, you can't eat it either.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's call it New Ernest.
There's a Chinese couple who lives next door. I was going to sell the cat to them if it turns out to be sick.
Oh, if it was bad meat.
Yeah.
Well, they won't buy it if it's bad meat.
They
dude.
Won't, know.
Well, he doesn't have to say it.
Oh,
must be
true.
I bought lettuce in Chinatown the other day, and it had flowers on it. It's like, I love how bad they are at doing this shit.
Oh, shit. The cat sees something. Is there mice?
Yeah, probably.
This fucking little bitch got excited, dude.
Yeah, there's cockroaches back there.
Oh, okay. Is that where you keep
it's all
your...
It's a cool part of living in the big city is all the fucking cockroaches. Actually, to be honest with you, it was much worse in Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Baltimore has hella water bugs.
Yeah, there's silverfish in here, too.
Fuck that, dude. Why is that? Why do they get such a cool name?
Well...
Silverfish sounds tight.
Because water bug sometimes means cockroaches.
Yes.
Like water bugs, June bugs, cockroaches. I've heard people try to tell me that the little cockroaches and the big cockroaches are different. And it's like, no, that's just just they grow
one
into that size.
One eats more.
Well, the bigger ones, I think, are just the adult. The baby cockroaches is like a fucking billion of them. And then the larger ones go out and like, you know, live their lives.
Yeah,
so
dude.
You only see one of the big ones. The baby ones, it means there's like a fucking egg sac or something.
Oh, shit.
Nearby. Because that used to be a pain in the ass. When I lived in Austin, you'd like move a dish and then it'd be, you know, if the lights were off too, there'd be like 400 cockroaches.
The lights turning on and you're sneaking in. You might be, I don't know, let's say a fat 9-year-old trying to get brownies that your mom left on the table and told you not to eat.
Mm.
You're trying to be fucking silent. You turn the lights on and then you squeal like a little bitch and she hears you.
I've never been bothered by cockroach, any bug.
Me
really.
Neither.
Silverfish freaked me out a little bit.
Too many.
Those are the millipedes.
I don't like those fuckers.
Yeah, those are weird. And like, but those only bother me if they like run across my hand and I don't notice them. Cockroaches, I've never had a problem with. They're just fucking unsightly.
Yeah.
Spiders, I can't deal with. I tried finding it, but I don't think either of the zoos offer them here. But apparently, like some zoos offer like a arachnid desensitization program.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, you just go and then it's like
hang out tarantulas.
Yeah, well, they spend the day like taking progressively larger spiders and putting them on you until you're not afraid of spiders anymore.
And it works?
Yeah, I mean, because like there's no rational reason why you should be afraid of fucking spiders.
Because they're venomous.
I would destroy them.
No.
In any kind of combat situation.
No, it would
they
fuck
have the
you
scariest,
up.
Like,
it would
black
put webs
widow.
Around
that's
your...
a really scary name.
Mm-hmm.
It would
yeah.
put webs around
They're
your
like,
arms.
They're like, what kind of spiders are you afraid of? I'm like, black widow, black daddy long legs, black. I'm like, I don't know why this spider program isn't working for me.
I've like, decided I'm cool with the rats of the city.
You know, some people's like white people's like dogs will be real sweet and then bark at black people.
Yeah.
So it's like a couple and they're on their way to some like boutique ice cream store and they have their son with Down syndrome who's like smiling at everyone. You know. And then a black guy walks by and he's like, no. No, get away, get out of here. No. And they're like, I'm so sorry. He's not usually like this. No, get out of here. get this guy out of here.
Back to Africa. Yeah.
No, not explicitly, but like the way a dog would, you know, just like, no, no, you know, it's a, you're like, I'm sorry.
How do you stop
usually,
a retard for being
He's
racist.
Usually, well, they're like tugging on his leash, and they're like, come on. Come on, Donnie. Don't. Get him out. Get
sorry,
out of here.
He, need, he's, get he's out. Got, he needs his nap.
Yeah,
he's
sorry.
Hungry.
He's, I swear he's usually not like this. Yeah, yeah, man. I understand. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
I found that a lot of black women really do not like my dog.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
When I walk
down the
street.
Are you sure it's not just you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's probably the dog.
Did you get it to like scare black people?
No, no. The dog is fine with people, but...
Because a lot of time
I get like
a lot of people do that.
A tongue click.
They get
or
a pit.
Oh,
they get a
no.
pit bull under the guise of it being like, you know, oh, it's a rescue or whatever. But they think of it like it's like protection from the black people in their
yes.
neighborhood. No, it's actually quite you the. Said that it's the opposite reaction from a lot of black dudes. Compliment me on the dog.
Respect.
And they say, oh, that's a gorgeous animal. That's a beautiful dog.
Mm-hmm. You have such command
I've
of
been
it.
Propositioned a couple times to get her to breed. He's like, yo, can I show you some pictures?
Really?
Yeah.
They want your dog.
And I'm like,
they
oh,
want that dog pussy.
I said, that pussy's trash now. I got her fixed. I got it filled up.
They're like, can my dog fuck her in the ass then?
I don't think you can conceive that way.
Yeah, but he just wants the dog to get a little pussy,
just a dog that's into anal.
Do any animals fuck each other in the ass?
Dolphins fuck each other in the blowhole.
So basically any animal will fuck any hole. Do monkeys fuck each other in the ass?
I think that only a couple species have recreational sex.
No monkeys fuck each other in the ass. They must.
They might. Their dicks are so small, it's so funny. The great apes. Chimpanzee
I heard dick. Giraffes fuck each other in the ass. Like male giraffes to have gay sex.
Do they?
I think so.
Penguins are supposed to be gay too.
Hell yeah. But do they just suck each other off or do they just hang out?
It'd be cool to see a boa constrictor or whatever around a giraffe's neck.
Just all the way up?
Yeah, just that's how it decides to eat the giraffe or whatever. But the giraffe's like walking around for a while trying to get it off.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
It just looks like it has a big scarf on.
What the fuck is a giraffe? Like a horse?
It's a big-ass horse, dude. It's a long horse.
It's a horse, right?
No, they're different. They got a... It's like a different...
Nah, dude. It's a horse.
Phylus or whatever.
Is it... Does
what
it
are
have
they related
moves?
To?
I don't know. Somebody got... People
they're
were
cows?
Arguing with me last time when I said there was only four types of great apes.
How many are there?
Bonobo is a type.
Bonobo is a type of chimp.
A chimp is a great ape.
Chimpanzees.
Bonobos are, they eat each other's pussies.
Chimps are like
girl bonobos. Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
There's chimpanzees known as like pans or whatever. I don't know. But I mean, there's like bonobos and chimps as you know them are like both part of chimpanzees overall. There's like seven different types of orangutans, but you wouldn't list all of them when you're talking about
really?
The great apes. Yeah.
Rangers. Gingers.
Rangas?
Yeah. Rangas.
I think there's a couple types of gorillas, too.
I'm going to say a giraffe is half horse,
silverback?
Half elephant.
Yeah, I think so.
We're like a dog. Yeah.
Ever since I saw that video of that little girl pounding her chest at the gorilla and then it shatters the glass at the zoo, I've
hell
been
yeah.
so tempted to try that.
Damn, dude.
They really take offense to that?
They get mad.
They're fucking pissed, dude.
This is funny because if you flip them off, they just think it's like they just learn to do that to people.
That's awesome. Great.
Some of them smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. What if you showed them your hole?
Your asshole?
You presented your asshole.
I don't know. I think that's like...
That's a mating thing.
That's how... That's like politics to them. So that's how they know you're...
Oh, you're trying to get political now, bro?
Yeah, voting for Bernie or...
Mm-hmm. The Queer Eye guys were hanging out with AOC today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. All of them except for Karamo.
What's
Karamo's
Karamo,
MAGA, dude. He's one of those gay, black, right-wing dudes.
Damn, my gums hurt so much.
Yeah, you went to the dentist today?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do to you, boy?
Well, I have gingivitis. The
ooh,
gum disease known
gingivitis.
As gingivitis. So they had to fucking like dig underneath my gum.
Ah, yeah. Fuck. What? With a little fucked up little scalpel?
Yeah, yeah. It was excruciating.
Ah.
I didn't bother looking at what the instrument was.
Do they give you laughing gas?
No, they gave me Novocaine, it did almost nothing.
Yeah, you can feel everything.
That's fucked
doing.
Up when they like miss a spot and it's like numb, 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 and then they just hit something that isn't numb. It's just fucking excruciating.
Yeah, so I got to go back there next week, and I got 3 fillings I got to do, and then you're gonna take the look to see if the inflammation has gone down. If it hasn't, then I got to go see like a periodontist or something. Yeah, because the gums have like receded so far that it's. I got to now be on like Sensodyne or look at some kind of like gum regeneration fucking shit.
What is it, pills or like a salve?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they do. I mean, the only thing I know, I mean, I didn't talk to them about it, but I know they have like surgical grafting. I don't know if that's like necessary.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I would imagine you could just like cut it and then stitch the 2 sides together.
I think they take a patch of your balls and then like graft it onto your gums.
It's the same. The inside of your ball. If you turn your balls inside out,
the inside
it's
is
just
very
gums.
Similar to gums. Yeah,
so,
that's what I've heard.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Oh,
damn, dude. Yeah, I'm going to get my tooth. Hopefully, the last weekend in April.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, boys.
Your new tooth. Finally.
I need a bone graft, though.
Yeah, I was disappointed, too, because I was like, I was thinking about maybe getting some of them replaced with gold. And they
can't do that?
Well, they were like, what? What? And I'm like, well, you know, if the teeth are going to be a problem anyways, I might as well have like a gold one. They're like, no, your teeth are fine. Your gums are destroyed.
Oh, that sucks.
So the solution is gold gums.
Hell yeah.
That's not an option.
Well, you should.
Well, think outside the box.
The science isn't there yet.
You gotta get
there. You could be a fucking trendsetter, dude. You could be like those trans ladies in the 70s.
It'd be cool if my dick was so fucked up I had to go to an office to get it medically sucked. You have to numb it because it's so painful.
Just putting a fucking
your dick has become, it's because it is so fucked up from the. You know, not using condoms. I can see that you haven't used any type of protection for a long time. You have to. We will have to do a deep clean of the dick, and I will be sucking your dick for about 45 minutes, hour, and it can be quite painful because I have to use my teeth to make sure that the suck. Yeah, suck all the dead skin off your dick and the virus becomes sucked into my mouth. Yeah. She's just like a regular doctor's office in Iran. That's what they have to do under the guise of being straight.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have gay people. They have dick offices where you go. I have to get my penis.
My penis is very dirty.
Meerschaum, bad news. It turns out my dick needs to be medically sucked because it is it's really dirty from the sand. From here in Iran, it is nothing. Everybody's house is a sand castle. Nobody has a plumbing. It's just all sand castles. And, you know, the bad guy from Aladdin.
Construction companies are just big-ass buckets.
Yeah.
They just use the fucking...
As you know, the religion in Iran is there's a giant baby who make everybody's house. There's a giant baby wear sunglasses who make everybody's house.
That's what Shia Islam is.
Yeah. As you know, the religion is a giant baby make everybody's house with sunglasses. But the sectarian violence is because the Sunni believe the baby do not wear suntan lotion. And the Shia believe the baby has a little bit of suntan lotion under his eye like a football player. And this is why my brother lost both arms. And my wife, she has been raped by the police. It's because we believe that the baby do not have a suntan lotion. Anyways, yeah, they got those doctors.
Yeah,
the dick sucking.
Mm-hmm. They used to finger women like when they were hysterical.
We did that. I was surprised that was not an episode of The Nick. Actually, it was, wasn't it? Or no?
I don't know if they did it in the show.
But wasn't
maybe
that addressed?
It? Yeah. I think they mentioned it. Yeah.
Man, what a great show.
I have to do that to my girlfriend.
I want to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I know some medical students.
I was talking to this girl like a couple weeks ago and, you know, just laying it down.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Real good, where she stares at me blankly and I'm like, Fargo, The Nick. a show called Terriers, which no one watched, but I did, and it's very good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing Jonathan right now? I'm like, I'm hitting on you by listing things I know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her.
Oh, I've been there, brother.
I remember her. I actually...
Wait, who did you say was in Terriers?
Wasn't that guy Jonathan Rhys-Meyers?
No. I confused him with Jonathan Rhys-Davies, who's completely
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, isn't he Irish?
He looks like a dog. I think he's British. He was in that movie Paris with Love.
No, Terriers is the guy from Grounded for Life with the wife with the big ass titties, the blonde lady.
The guy from Grounded for Life that
he was in Terriers.
Wait, what show am I thinking of then?
I don't know. Something where guys kiss. You're thinking of
no, I don't think this guy was in Terriers. Jonathan Rhys-Davies is the big fat guy from Indiana Jones.
I don't know that guy. I only saw Indiana Jones once, and I thought
you know
sucked.
Who he is. He's Solomon or the big fat guy. He was also in the TV show Sliders.
Oh yeah, that guy Donald Logue. You're right. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, Donald Logue, and then Swish. The other guy Brett something. And I thought you were referencing him, and I'm like, how the fuck do you know that guy?
Right.
And you don't know Donald Logue. Anyways,
it's so cool how he doesn't have a D at the end of his name.
Is it Donald?
Donald.
Mm. Well, he foresaw the election of. Don't we say not, we shall not speak
him,
his
him
name.
Thou shall not be named.
They, in my opinion.
Yeah, they.
Bonald Bump. Bonald Crap. You know what I call him is shittled. Literal human shittled garbage. Who's that fucking that Trump reply guy? Jeff Tiedrick. Do you know him?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That guy sucks, dude.
That guy looks like his underpants are so uncomfortable.
Well, I was trying to find tweets of
are
it.
Are you looking at his dick at him?
Remember Trump's
also,
doctor?
He also, I think, is like a reply
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, dude. Trump's doctor rocks.
Well, this guy looks exactly like Trump's doctor.
Hell yeah.
So I was trying to find tweets of his about
my old
Trump's
boss. My old boss used to go to Trump's doctor when I worked at that all-women's divorce law firm.
Really?
She was like, yeah, he smokes cigarettes and he's a doctor.
Did she ever get fingered for hysteria?
I think by him? I think that was the basis of his
that
practice.
Guy probably honestly looks like he could finger really good.
That picture of him in the lab coat, like in the leather chair.
That's the only picture
at his desk. Yeah, that shit rocks. No, there's also a picture of him online smoking a bogue.
Oh, nice. There's one other picture you saw, huh?
Well, that's the one
I would
picture.
Never look.
You're looking at pictures of guys, Adam?
Dude, you're looking at pics?
So this is Jeff Tiedrick, okay? He's the Trump reply guy.
Yeah.
And then here is Trump's doctor. I mean, they're fucking identical twins. What the fuck is this? Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, Nick.
All right, well.
I can't look up your usual 5 p.m. gay pornography.
I don't look up 5 p.m. gay pornography.
Dude, that why did your Siri say that,
yeah,
though?
I don't know. But look, this is... Okay, so there's that guy. There's Trump's doctor.
Yeah, Adam,
here's,
look.
Here's Jeff Tiedrick.
These are... They look like the same guy.
They're the same exact person.
What's Jeff Tiedrick up to? Who is that guy?
I don't know, but he has a Patreon for yelling at the president. They earn $60 a month. His Patreon says, I'm a loud mouth on the internet. If you're here, it's probably because you've seen my posts on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram.
Damn, Facebook, huh?
Mm-hmm.
My man Jeff's on Facebook, too.
Yeah, I don't know what he does other than...
Is he an academic or just a guy who yells?
I don't know, dude.
Like,
I
who really the fuck are the Krasensteins or whatever the fuck?
They're these two gay brothers that...
But who the fuck were... Like, I don't
they
get
it. Really jacked and they kiss each other.
They're also... Have you heard them talk? They talk like munchkins.
Yeah, they have their own podcast. I haven't listened to it, though. Is it good?
I listened to a second that someone posted on Twitter just to see what their voices are like. They literally sound like the Lollipop Guild.
Apparently, we got a shout-out on some kind of fashion podcast.
Fashion?
Fashion?
Yeah.
Not ist?
Fash the nation, I think it's fashion. No. There is, yes, I don't know. Somebody, I don't know.
Salute.
I got an email about it. I don't know if it was
fashion
positive.
Fashion podcast?
Yeah, I don't know if it was positive or negative.
Dude, we should be in with that world a little bit.
They were probably
more.
Saying Adam dresses like shit, but Nick and Stav are the fucking taste
No,
makers.
That did come up, though, at one point.
Yeah, didn't it come up on like fucking Stormfront or something? Hey, like, yeah, Adam's got terrible taste.
No, it didn't come up on Stormfront. You're changing it to Stormfront because
yeah, you'd like upset. It. You'd like there to
A-chan.
Be an ethic.
It was on 8chan, right?
No, you'd like it to be for the.
It was
racist
literally on like a. It was an image board, but it was for fashion stuff. So I know it's upset you that they said that you weren't good at fashion, but
who said that?
We dress cuter than you,
I've
bitch.
Never seen whatever you're claiming to.
Failing Upwards.
Oh, yeah. Failing Upwards. Yeah, those
Shouts
guys are
out.
Homies.
No, they said you're gay.
Shouts out to...
They actually said you were gay, but that I was
they're
cool.
They're cum boys, yeah.
All right. But
shout out to Lawrence. He just got married.
Lawrence said you're bad at dressing in clothes.
No, he didn't.
He said that you wear women's clothes.
He said you wear women's clothes.
No,
he said he saw you wearing your mom's clothes.
No.
He said he ran into you at a
I've
Whole Foods
a
wearing a nightgown.
I've been a bad daughter to my mom.
I was sending him pictures of...
My vagina ruined my mom's life by being a small dick instead of a pussy.
That's
my mom wanted to keep her jewels in my pussy. She imagined a beautiful life with her beautiful daughter that looked exactly like her, and they would go everywhere. And she would hide her precious jewels and coins in my pussy. And I couldn't do that for her. And he was like, "Why? Look, I only listened to like maybe one episode of Cumtown. I don't know why you're telling me all this." Or, and you're like, "Because you're a homie."
Yeah, you do dress bad, Adam.
Anyways, that's just what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard something along those lines.
Is that true, Adam?
If Nick heard it, it's probably true.
Well, that's not true. I mishear a lot of things. Remember when I thought that
I wasn't
giving
at the
away
bookstore?
Guns for free at Barnes & Noble?
Did you think that?
Yeah. No, but this is now a Family Guy flashback podcast.
Oh.
Hey, Lois, I thought there were guns for free. No, you...
No, we only sell books and CDs.
This is just books and CDs.
And DVDs.
Wow, that was very necessary to remember, Peter. I guess, you know, something like that.
Lois, show me your pussy.
Yeah.
Whoosh, and we're back.
Yeah, how about if he wanted to have sex with the mom instead of just kill her, you know?
That would be hot.
It would also be psychologically true. My rap name.
Oedipus.
The Psycho Truth.
Call me Oedipus Sex instead of Rex.
Oedipus?
Oedipus.
Oedipus. It is cool that Rex means king.
Yeah.
That's fucking tight.
Why?
Rex, like T-Rex and shit.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, it's because it's one came
after
the other.
Yeah, but it sounds cool.
It's not like they named, it's not a coincidence that Tyrannosaurus Rex is.
No, dude, that was the name of it at the time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, dude, you fucking
They
idiot.
Still had names.
Yeah, what, you think they didn't call each
you
other
You think
anything,
they named
dude?
The dinosaurs after the dinosaurs were gone? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm
dinosaurs.
Rex.
And you think it's guys only, but it's G-Y-N-O.
Oh, like a gynecologist.
Yeah, and they're pussy sores.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are they made of pussies?
Just like an adorkable hipster girl. Like, you go to hook up with her and she takes her pants off. She's just got fucking herpes all over her pussy. And she's like, I call them my dinosaurs. Like, what the fuck?
Just a fucking pulsing red pussy.
Yeah. I don't know. I had sex with 35 guys last night. What?
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad really doesn't like me. Yeah, he said don't ever step foot in Connecticut again. Shout out to those girls.
Huh? Yeah, shouts out to you.
Turning 32.
Getting absolutely railed out, getting herp
still,
late in
still
life.
Still bar backing.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos don't do anything for you anymore.
Nope. Probably good at giving
now. There's
dome.
Now there's girls that are 21 years old, which seems like a significant difference in age now,
right?
Considering where you're at, you can really tell that you're in a different sort of arena now,
different country,
mm-hmm.
different terrain.
and you know that it's kind of your fault.
Yep.
That you got old.
You could have been doing something at 27.
You could have fucking, you know, just thought about your career, maybe.
Maybe nursing classes.
Yeah, but you said, I'll just keep bartending and have fun for a couple more years.
And now you're ugly as shit.
Now you're ugly as shit, and you're not aging like the fellas who aren't doing too much better than you.
No, but our society is designed to make it a little us every bit. Advantage.
Right. They might knock one of you up and be okay. But, you know.
Dear Lord, thank you for making this society where you could be a fat, bald piece of shit.
Look, the alternative is you're a guy that makes a lot of money and you constantly have to pretend like you're not ecstatic about it. You have to pretend like, hey, you know what? It doesn't make life that much better.
Right. You got to dress like you don't have any money.
Right. The same way you would never think to use the R word around an actual retarded person mm-hmm. is how you have to act all the time around around your former colleagues.
When you Uber everywhere, yeah. They talk about the train and you have to be like, oh yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
I started taking pool though because I love the environment.
I should start hanging out with people with intergenerational wealth.
Yeah, to feel poor again?
Oh, yeah.
No. To learn
how to be old money.
Yeah, to switch, to be part of that social circle.
Yeah, yeah. I think that we should have a different phases in our success, where it's like there's a tracksuit phase, and then there's kind
I'll
of
never
of a
leave
tweed kind of Connecticut phase.
That's the thing. You don't move trash, and I will die trash.
No,
I will
man.
Die in a tracksuit.
Let's move to Greenwich.
No. That's all you motherfuckers.
Let's get that Uber, but it's only
I'm
for
I'm hanging
helicopters.
Out with mafia guys, and I'm getting murdered by QAnon guys.
What's it called? What's the Uber for helicopters called? Whatever.
Blaze,
I think.
No, it's called Blade, I think.
Blade.
Yeah, Blade makes more sense than Blaze.
Yeah,
Blaze
let's just order cool helicopters too. Places. Like, if not even that far
weed.
Away.
If they smoke weed.
Let's take a helicopter from Nick's house to my house. Five blocks.
No.
Four blocks.
No.
Why not, dude?
I don't want to. I want to do something else.
I always thought it was cool in the intro to The Apprentice that Donald Trump is in a helicopter and he just looking at his building. Like that's like part of his job is that he had to look at it from the sky.
Of course.
It's pretty tight.
I like how everyone pretends like he sucks, but he's actually extremely cool.
Yeah, of course he's cool.
He's got a helicopter and a building with his name on it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having enough money that you can like have buildings built and then still being like, and put my fucking name on that shit too.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know.
Wasn't it more of a brand? Does he build all those buildings or what? How does that
I have no
work?
Idea.
The Stormy Daniels story was like,
what kind of idiot do you have to be to have a bunch of money and be like, oh, I'm going to make a place for people to live. Fuck that shit. I'm going statues. Solid gold statues.
You know that building downtown?
I charge people to look at it. So if you accidentally, you make the biggest statue in New York City, you put it somewhere where, unless you want to walk down Fifth Avenue backwards, you're going to be looking at my statue. And guess what, pal? You owe me $20.
$20.
Just for eyeballs on the statue.
You know, it's crazy. You used to be able to do shit like that in like 1860. Well, like, I looked at the statue. Time to have my own private police force jail this man.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like you were going to say like you have a retard in a tent. And you have to pay a nickel to go see the retard.
Mm. That's the circus.
It's a circus.
No, it's more of a freak show.
It's not a statue. It's actually the thing I said and not a different thing.
Yeah.
You're right.
Although that... You read Blood Meridian, right?
Yeah.
I might do a reread of Blood Meridian.
I never finished it. It was fucking... Got a little too many words for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Too many words in a row.
Damn, I got to read a book again.
I'm starting to read... I forget what it's called.
The Tiny Toon Adventures novelization.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm reading the screenplay. I'm getting into.
They're tiny. They're toony. They're all a little loony. Sorry, dude. I farted bad.
Oh, that was a fun Super Nintendo game, the Looney Tunes game, the Tiny Toons. You ever play that shit? It was good, dude. I know you guys are gonna call me a baby, but it was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Are you still playing it?
I would if I had an SNES. Now I have to piss. Now I'm jealous.
They're tiny.
They're toony. My dick.
Something.
They're all a little loony.
They're all
boony.
Poony?
Boony.
They're all...
What's boon? Like,
they're all...
They're all a little coo.
Jewy?
Juny.
My penis is little. It never has been sucked off.
Yeah, I think I might move to the suburbs. I'll be tight.
To Greenwich, Connecticut?
Take
Metro north of the city?
Sure, yeah. That'd
like
be cool.
Like a businessman?
Yeah, like a businessman. Then I go to Manhattan to do my business.
And cheating.
Yeah.
To have your affair apartment in Manhattan.
Just get off my back.
Where did Don Draper?
Really hard time. I think Long Island.
Oh, nice.
No, he lived in Westchester, I think.
Really?
I think so.
I only watched 6 episodes of that show. I didn't know people were living up there yet at that time.
Well, yeah, Pete was Connecticut. I know that for sure.
No, bitch. He grew up in New York.
But he moved with his bitch up to Connecticut.
Oh, true. Annie wanted to move up there.
Yeah, the bitch from Community.
God, she's hot as shit.
I have to go into the city to do my cum podcast.
She got sick tits. Do you see her fappenings?
Yes.
Who?
Her fappenings are great.
Who?
I highly recommend.
The brunette from Community.
Maureen Douglas.
She's married to James Franco's brother.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Richard Franco.
Richard Franco got
I was,
fat pussy?
Not to brag. Not, not
What's her name?
Not Franco, a little celeb fat story.
Put fat puss Franco.
Fat pussy Franco.
What's her name?
Alison Brie.
Alison Brie. She's got perfect titties.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah.
She's disgusting.
I saw the Disaster Artist at Metrograph, and they did like a Q&A. It was like before, like last year, the year before. And James Franco and his brother were there, and then they had like a reception afterwards.
How about James Franco?
And I looked at them
beating off.
I looked at them.
Damn, Cranko's good, dude.
Yeah.
The Cranko brothers. These two brothers.
Who likes to crank?
Beating off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but just in the flesh, like, James Franco is like a fucking movie star. Like,
yeah.
Piece of ass. And his brother is just nothing.
Just a regular looking
just
guy.
Just a regular looking.
Franco was eating pussy while teaching at NYU, right?
I think he was doing that. He was teaching at like 3 different schools, eating pussy in different
solely
states.
Solely to fuck students, probably.
He was also getting PhDs for a while.
Yeah. Remember James Franco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of my favorite things online
wearing flannel
used to
shirts.
Be his little book reports for Vice back in the day. I've mentioned them on the show before, but he was doing that for a while.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking gay, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gay.
But... James Cranko.
If you ask me,
he's gay. James Cranko, though, on the other hand, he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But was he eating pussy in class? He's canceled for eating pussy.
I think he never ended up getting officially canceled.
Oh, really?
They let him skate.
Yeah, because he was like sliding into the DMs of like 13-year-olds.
Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
No one cared.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, what's up?
What's up? You like wanna, movies? Yeah.
You like
Pineapple
fucking
Express?
Videos? You like seeing videos and shit? Yeah, me and my friends have been making some videos and stuff. Yeah, I like skateboarding and fucking, hanging out.
You want to meet Seth Rogen?
The
Neverland Ranch, of the James Franco Neverland Ranch.
Peep my AIM profile for my cell phone number. I used to troll AIM away messages and profiles looking for cell phone numbers to just like create lists of people I could harass.
Didn't you do like early hacking?
I mean early hacking? I don't know what
you
that
like
is.
Figured out how to steal people's phone
numbers. You're right. I was just stealing.
A hacker, dude.
I was a hacker.
No, Nick did hacking. He was him and Beto, dude, back in the 90s.
Yeah, he was hacking.
No, I thought you told me you did some shit where you found a way to like find people from like message boards, like phone numbers or something, or some shit. Maybe
phone numbers
for phone numbers on the internet.
Yeah, yeah,
that's not hacking.
It used to be the internet. Yeah, I mean, maybe we had a conversation about how much easier it used to be to like steal passwords for forums and shit.
That's what you're.
But that's because everything was on like
I was halfless.
Everything was on. Like the same, like everybody used like, I forget the name of even those software packages, but everyone would use like
Linux?
No, not Linux, but like not like Pro Boards was a website, but like
HTML,
like VBB or whatever. And there was like websites that were just like lists of exploits for forum software that would be used everywhere. So you'd be able to like just take the link for a page on a forum. Like there was one forum I remember. There was like a problem with the search function on the forum, and mm-hmm. it didn't like strip out special characters, so you could include JavaScript in the search, and what you would do, and this isn't this is just like a type of like way to steal people's information, is you just send people a link to something that includes that URL, and then it redirects to whatever you're trying to link them to. So, and the way it does that is that you link them to the search page with the JavaScript in there. The JavaScript will capture their like cookie or their session data, and then it goes to your website or whatever, a page on your website that copies that cookie and session data to a local file on your website, mm-hmm. and then redirects them to whatever the target
link
is.
That sounds like hacking.
That is hacking. I take it back.
Nick's a fucking hacker.
You're a hacker.
Well, it's not. It doesn't require any skill. I mean, it's like, you know, you just look at it.
Sounds pretty skillful to me and stuff.
Well, anyways, yeah, I did that. I remember reading through some guy's MySpace messages with his girlfriend at the time. And I remember, yeah, no,
he's reading his private correspondence.
That's a hack, dude. Yeah. That's a hack.
Did you know him?
No, not really. I mean, but he used the same password for everything.
Did he say any funny shit? Then?
But like the passwords on the forum were like hashed. So you could get like a hash of their password, and then there used to be websites where you could just plug in like a hat, like an MD5 hash, and then it would run through like a list of already cracked passwords, like
I
in a database.
What hash is.
A hash is a one-way mathematical operation.
Ah, yes.
So
yeah, of course,
if you like, if you take a word mm-hmm. and you hash it, it'll print out a 32 character long string.
Oh,
or
fuck.
However, whatever.
What the fuck?
That's unique to whatever that input is.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude, that's
how
fucking hacking.
Work.
Dude, you're so basically what was going on
hacking.
For Vendetta
it's a,
guy.
It's a description of...
It's hacking, dude.
It's that's hack.
A pretty basic concept.
Nah,
yeah,
it's
incredibly elementary.
What was that? What was going on with that guy and his girlfriend, dude?
Oh, yeah. No, that shit was great. Because it was like... yeah, that guy used the same password for everything. I remember like access to his PayPal and bank account. I didn't do anything. It was just like... Damn, this guy should really change his passwords.
What do you talk about with his girlfriend? Do they
well,
get in fights
dude, it was so because she was hot, dude. She was cute. She was like this Latina or something.
Oh yeah, I know her.
Yeah, but like one of the cleaner ones, I guess.
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why that word popped into my head. No, she was
cleaner one.
No, I just remember he sent her this message.
You mean the lighter skinned one?
No, not even.
Don't take it. That
what are you talking about?
No, I don't mean.
She meant clean. He means literally like that pussy was fresh.
Yeah, you
she's
know.
Young.
No, man, she washes her fucking pussy.
No,
what,
like
that's
the kind
like
of
a
one,
Latin thing that they don't wash their
pussies? I mean cleaner.
Pussies?
I mean cleaner in the sense that you imagine her in her village, and all she knows is helping her grandmother with.
Oh
things.
Yeah.
And you like
pure.
Yeah, you drive by and you're like fucking like 50s roadster or whatever, mm-hmm. and take your $9 million sunglasses off, and you're like, I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah.
She's like, no say, but you know, like she just wears like flower dresses with her giant tits.
Yes.
Just,
abuelita.
Right. She doesn't like know to
innocent.
Like, yeah, innocent like that kind of.
Okay. Yes. All right.
I don't know. Anyways, I remember reading this guy. He's like, you know, telling her he loves her all the time, and then one time he wrote this message. It was like. I mean, I really hope there's no fucking identifying. There's no way to identify
no,
this.
No, just MySpace some guy. Doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I
not
know,
even there.
Like, God forbid. You know, just, yeah, no. Hey, you came up on that podcast. Apparently somebody stole all of your...
No, man.
There's
you
no
didn't
way.
Say anyone's name.
He was a stranger? Yeah. You'd never even met him?
Yeah, no, it was just a stranger. I just, like, I just, it was like... Just like a like pulling a list of Pat. Like, I mean, I had seen his username, but I never interacted with the guy. And like, yeah, I just
you knew him from a board or something?
I didn't even know him really. I would like see his posts, but yeah, I mean, any more than I like you know, I mean, I like, I know anybody on the fucking subreddit. I might recognize, like, their username here or there. Mm. But, yeah, he sent her this, like long, like, message about, like, just graphically describing her coming home from work and him, like, putting her up on the counter and, like, licking her pussy. Oh, and,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and then that's she just nice. Responded, like, LOL, that's nice.
Oh, it was, no, like,
it was like a paragraph and a half long. Yeah. It was like, damn.
He was
guy.
Trying to cyber.
Yeah.
I love cybering, bro.
I used to love cybering.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he fucked her?
I'm assuming they fucked, yeah.
Oh, nice. All right. Yeah. Good for him then. Do you cyber at him? You still cyber?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend just. We're in opposite rooms.
You're in the same, yeah. She's in the
same
kitchen,
apartment.
The
yeah,
that's some fun millennial thing, huh?
Yeah, it's so millennial, dude.
I love to cyber with my fucking wife.
Yeah,
I do LAN parties where we all cyber.
Do you cyber? Now that you're a relationship guy.
I'll cyber, dude.
Yeah,
I'll cyber. I like to get descriptive. You
I
know?
Mean, what is cybering now is just like sending dirty text messages.
Yeah, that's
and
what
pictures.
We're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I used to think it was stupid, but now it's great because I don't really have anything to say anymore. And cybering's a lot better than...
Oh, than actual conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's basically you're just narrating fucking.
Right.
Which we can all do.
Instead of, like, having to pretend to be interested in anything I did that day and relay it with, like, any degree of excitement.
I used to kind of run out of steam on the cybering thing because I just didn't know enough sex stuff to describe.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, oh, then I'm... Then I fucking get a boner and put in your pussy, and then and then I'm humping you.
I'm humping you. Oh, bitch! I can't wait to get home and hump and your hump. Pussy.
Because yeah, I never even fucking fingered or anything. I never.
Oh,
even
you
seen
were cybering before fingering.
Oh yeah, I was cybering at like 13. Shit.
Oh right.
I think I fingered at like 14 or 15. 15. I
mean. Nice, dude.
Yeah, it was March 28th.
It was it for real?
First finger. Yeah.
Salute.
And she did not come.
What do you mean? Of course she didn't come.
What are you talking about? She didn't even fake it, man. What a bitch.
I remember the first droplet of pussy juice on my pinky. That's how I finger, by the way.
Fingering is so funny. I still think it's funny.
What's funny about it?
It's cool. Well, you know how, like, in porn, like, girls that can squirt, there's, like, a type of fingering that
yeah,
they
you gotta
do
go, like,
where it's, like, yeah.
Up and in and fucking bop, 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 bop.
If I was more of a sex nerd, I would, like, really try to study that and learn how to do it. But
yes.
I'm too lazy to...
It's the I don't. I think you could figure
or
it out.
Or is it the girl's fault for not squirting? The
yeah,
girl
her pussy's
has to
broken.
Know how to squirt.
Her pussy's... Yeah.
I've only had squirting happen through fucking.
Yeah, I've had maybe gushing from my ass.
Yeah, yeah, diarrhea.
I anal gush.
When I first got here, I went on a couple OkCupid dates with this like 38-year-old woman with large ass titties, this redhead, and I ate her pussy for like an hour, and this bitch was. I think she literally was pissing on me. Yeah. She was at first she was squirting, and I was like, nice.
That's so
and
funny,
then it
dude.
Just kept
I hope,
going.
I hope some old woman pissed all over your face.
It was on her couch, which is a weird move. She didn't
oh,
stop.
Oh, yeah, you're a squirter. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I'm not even touching you, and you're squirting.
And then I raw-dogged her, and then she just unfollowed me on Instagram and never spoke to me again.
Yeah, I'm no good at fingering.
Yeah, I'm not good at it either.
Because
I use it to demonstrate my hand strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
like, are you even trying to clench your pussy?
Yeah. Your grip. Your grip. That's why you've been grip training? To grip a pussy?
Yeah.
I like to go bowling ball method.
I mean,
you know,
deadlifting 135 pounds, not impressive in the slightest. But you do it with sopping wet hands. Oh, now we're in business. Especially with only one finger on the bar, which is what I call the pubic bone. The thing is, if you get your bench press high enough, you can literally tear a woman in half.
Is that your ultimate goal?
How would you tear a woman in half? Like, you take her legs and tear up from the pussy?
No, you grab her neck and then you grab her pubic
pussy.
Bone. And then you rip her in half, like
from the waist. You rip her waist.
You rip her waist in half.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think.
And
I was
Elizabeth
thinking,
Warren, we're coming for you. Amy Klobuchar.
We're not gonna
we're
rip
for you. Kamala Harris.
To be clear, we are not threatening to rip any
we're coming
presidential
for you.
Candidate.
By yeah. The pussy why don't? Why? Why? Is
Cory
there?
Booker's fake girlfriend. We're coming for you.
Well, we are coming for you sexually. I am going to have sex.
Yeah. She's
awesome.
So. Tight.
How about Cory Booker? More like Cory Booker, a cab home at 9 p.m. after you're done pretending to have sex with your girlfriend.
Dude, Cory Booker is so pimpy.
Cory Booker has a. Has a doctored video of him having sex with Rosario Dawson that he plays on a 70-inch screen pushed up to his bedroom window so that the reporters see it.
He's meanwhile, got a deep fake
of himself.
From Alexander.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sex scene from Alexander.
Meanwhile, yeah, he's holding hands with some guy at Ben & Jerry's in Vermont.
Talk about legendary yum-yums.
Who?
Rosario.
Oh.
Fuck, she's so hot. She's
more
so
like, hot. I'm sorry, oh, I got so ugly in old age.
No, you were saying this recently, that she's ugly.
That's
enough.
A wild take, bro.
Yeah, I said it one time and I didn't mean it. And
you were wrong.
And someone got really mad, so now I repeat it.
That she's ugly now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got a girlfriend, Corey? Too bad she's ugly now.
Yeah. I hope there's, you know, here's the thing. And I don't know if we would get in trouble for this, but if you go to a Cory Booker event mm-hmm. and at any point he says, he mentions my girlfriend, if you're able to yell, what's his name? And it somehow
yes.
gets picked up by
yes.
a camera.
Yes, yes.
You can have the show. Take the show.
Yep.
Take
honestly,
the show away.
You get the full Patreon.
Yeah.
What's his name?
If someone can,
incredible.
What's his name, Cory Booker, and it can't be on social media. No. It has to be in real life.
No, no, no.
No, but we need video evidence of it. That is a dream, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That would be.
But
incredible.
He is actually gay, right?
He is gay, but he won't say it, which is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only barely be black and be the Democratic nominee.
Right.
You can't be, which is weird because closet gay seems gayer than regular gay now.
100%.
Like, if I were a closet gay, I would lie about being an openly gay because I wouldn't want anyone to think I was closeted.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
no,
that,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's,
it makes
that's
sense.
Completely.
If you think
yeah,
about it, be like, no, of course I'm gay.
No, I'm really gay. Huh?
I'm actually gay and I don't have any problems with it at all. I'm definitely not secretly wishing I could pretend I wasn't gay.
There is definitely closeted energy is gayer than regular gay. I
of
think
course.
That's what you're
getting at.
Because
there's yearning. There's yearning. Yeah, there's
no, it's
yeah,
not
there's
yearning. It's the sneakiness.
No, it's yeah, there's a
as a sneaky person yourself, you wouldn't
the
understand them. The disappeal of sneakiness.
Were you calling me sneaky?
I don't know if that's a word or not, but I like it.
Disappeal?
Yeah.
Why are you disappealing?
Yeah.
All of the Coca-Cola disappealed. Is disappeal a word? Probably not.
No, unappealed.
What?
Disappeal.
Unappealing.
English to Croatian dictionary.
That's
so
a
I
word.
Guess it comes up somewhere.
That's a word.
It is a word.
Yeah, I'm. I would be upset if Cory Booker wasn't gay and he actually got to smash Rosario. Mm. Here's what I'm wondering. In these beard relationships, do you at least get one crack at the pussy just to be like, let me see. Let me just check it out. Maybe I am straight.
Well, that's you always meet those gay guys that are like, oh, yeah, I mean, it took a while to figure out I was gay.
Dude,
I had sex with like 4 million
those guys fucking drive me crazy. You're about a fucking gay guy that was just slamming pussy in high school. And yeah. All I didn't even catch a whiff until like
damn, you're pretty
college.
Mad about this.
I am mad, dude.
Yeah, you're getting hot.
Give me
bro.
Some of that pussy, gay man, from back then.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
That just, fuck. Mm. I'm so mad at all that pussy they
no,
were fucking.
No, dude, there's only the now stuff. There
that's
isn't.
True. Mm-hmm.
You can't worry about that. Bro.
Yeah, imagine
I
you,
never
like,
understood
you're
that.
Dating a woman, you find out she fucked a gay guy, and you're like, what? You're fucking gay? I'm like, but no, I don't. You fucked a gay guy? Yeah, that makes you gay. You're like, what's
Am
wrong
I
with
gay
you?
Gay now?
It's like, I've been podcasting too long. Nothing makes sense anymore. I don't know how to approach anything logically. It's all backwards. It's all just inverse nonsense.
Fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm jealous of those gay guys in high school that fucked more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were also such good friends with the girls, too.
Yeah. That's all it was being like, just being charismatic and dancing and
the friendships.
Listening
the friendships,
to their feelings.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, I was saying, I don't understand when people say there's
the
only
pillow
the
talk must have been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All the gossip.
Oh, my God. They must have been spilling tea left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. To fuck a gay man. I guess you guys are right.
Yeah. They have the best posture.
Yeah, absolutely. Why do they all stand up so straight?
Because of the British Army.
Because they're working out.
They're all in the British Army.
They're all working out.
They got great lumbars, dude. The lumbars on those boys. I'm gay. Please suck my fuck.
You are not allowed to have a gay sex in the POW camp.
The Geneva Convention specifically states that officers are allowed to engage in gay sex with their men.
Yes.
The officers. You will only do work, no gay sex.
I refuse to work until I am allowed to have gay sex with my men. My collection of little men that I fuck and suck.
Ba-ba.
There's a movie.
Yeah,
dude.
Instead of the bridge over the river Kwai, it's the guys under the bridge Kwai. It's the guys under the river bridge.
Suck on to my little dick. Oh, I was saying, I don't understand when people say there's only the now. What the fuck is that about?
It's some Oprah kind of shit that girls say.
Or just like be present, be in the moment.
In the moment.
The past doesn't exist and there's no future, there's only now. What the fuck does that even mean?
I guess there's also like people that say that everything is happening all at once too, you know.
That's fucking so stupid.
That's stupid too, right?
I don't get any of that shit. Shit has happened before, shit's about to happen.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking about, maybe I get when they're like, don't think about the past. Because it's over? Okay, fine.
That's kind of why they're saying it. They're saying
but the
don't
shit's
dwell.
About that. There's other shit that's going to happen.
Right. And if we forget our past, we're bound to repeat it.
Yeah, that's a kind of like emotional relativism that just is like stupid
for
the most
part.
Yeah, I
don't fucking
get it. I used to get into an argument with a guy that would do it with like, you know, he's like, what the fuck does it matter what orientation you are? He's like, sex is just sex. And I would always be like, well, then fuck your mom. Why don't you call up your mom
God
and ask
ass.
To eat her pussy right now? If there's no psychological implications from like what happens to you sexually, then yeah, have sex with it. Go fuck a kid. Why not?
Now we're talking.
What damage could it possibly do? It's just an orgasm, right? Anyways.
Yeah.
I got that guy.
You got his ass.
I got his ass. Dude.
You owned him.
Here I am, 15 years later, proud
repeating
of myself.
Eating an argument.
Thinking about it.
Thinking about it. Just how good I got that guy. Hoping everyone else, all the other older black guys at the bus stop heard what I said. So, oh man, young man laid some knowledge down on me.
who's Dr. Sebi?
They were saying that he's the guy AIDS. That says you can cure AIDS with smoothies.
Yeah. But they killed him.
They're saying that
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle was writing a book or producing a documentary on him. Yeah. And that's why they killed him.
They got his ass.
Because they didn't want that truth about
the
smoothies.
They didn't
want
the truth out. The pharmaceutical industry was going to fucking lose all their AIDS money. So fuck that, dude. Now we got to do a documentary about Dr. Sebi.
Yeah. Did you guys see...
Lisa Left Eye Lopez was talking about him, too. And guess what?
She got too.
She got as well.
Yeah, murders happen all the time. It's just all people getting murdered constantly.
Yeah, but that's what they fucking want you to
Someone was telling me that... Oh, yeah, stop. You were telling me that the fucking...
Because it's crazy. Like, if and this is going to be a long way to go and probably won't be worth a point and not...
Yes.
But if you think about, like, all of, like, the murders that happen in an urban environment, right? There's people just constantly getting murdered.
Yes.
You know, in like Chicago or whatever. And it's like, if you're not racist, then you understand that there's like no like significant psychological difference. It's like really the only factor is that like they're poor and there's like a lack of like social services. So they're like murdering constantly. But it like doesn't take that much to make somebody go like, oh, I'll just murder this person.
And if you're on like that end of the spectrum, you know, like you just like society doesn't give a shit about you, you're going to go to jail anyways.
You're saying that's in people's nature to murder.
I'd say it doesn't take that much of a deviation from like whatever like place most people occupy, which is like generally like middle class, just living your life.
Well, people go to war, right?
If you're like a celebrity or you're an elite in any way, like to the same degree they fuck kids, they probably just have people murdered all the time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know. I mean, like, why the fuck not?
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think they set his ass up.
If you're like, well, I probably will get away with it, you know?
Right.
I don't see why.
Yeah, Hillary killed that
guy. Weren't you saying that Ferguson protesters were all
getting
murdered?
They're getting got left and right.
Yeah.
That is definitely happening. That I don't want to be a fucking like conspiracy guy, but that shit doesn't even feel like a conspiracy to me. They're getting fucking got.
By the cops?
I mean, yeah, dude. What the fuck? Who else?
I don't know. Maybe the projects are beefing.
Yeah, maybe there's a little bit of East Coast, West Coast.
I've heard some rumors that the projects may be beefing. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up.
You gotta
dude.
Stop this violence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, that East Coast, West Coast thing is great. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to that kind of beef.
That's right. Because
it really only affects the people that have the ability to travel.
Right.
What we do need is more coastal-based,
yeah.
You know,
let the
solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like everybody does that dumb shit. They're like, well, oh, if aliens invaded, humanity would unite. Right. Against them or whatever, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they would.
No.
Under President Donald Trump.
No. Yeah. We all know who would befriend the aliens and introduce them to banking.
Who?
And then they're like, all you have to do...
You're using your resources very inefficiently.
What's wrong with helping them? Yeah. They're visitors.
All you have to do is convince everyone we're slaves and that we built these pyramids that you gifted the world. And then, in exchange, we'll teach you pernicious banking tactics that you can bring back to Mars.
They're not going to be from Mars.
Why not?
Because we'd know if there were people there.
No.
Would you?
The rover's lying, bro.
Yeah, we got rovers and shit.
Yeah, but we don't fucking.
How funny it would be if they get into like the 35th movie in the Alien series and like one of those Prometheus aliens is like. Exchanging money with a Jewish guy from 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, well, Paul Reiser, that's how it all started.
Yeah, and then they're like, and that's the reveal the whole time. The movies were racist. You've watched literally all of them, which I don't think I have. I haven't watched any of those Alien versus Predator movies.
Yeah, I haven't either.
They get shitty reviews, but I enjoy them.
I'm sure they're good.
I watched the first one. It's pretty good.
Which one?
Alien versus Predator.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about Cowboys and Aliens? That was one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's the gay sex one.
Yep.
They fuck the aliens.
Heath Ledger fucks
partner,
the
there's only one way to get these aliens out of here. You got
to
hit them where it hurts. We got to take their dignity from them. They're not going to understand warfare. They have a collectivist society. It doesn't matter how many of them you kill. It doesn't even register. But you start holding them down and fucking them. We've been doing that. He's just like the redneck that discovers. He's like a guy that owned a paint store, and he's like just a good dad. The mom died 20 years ago. They're like, Pa, what do you, got one of them aliens. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to fuck it, son. Just like I used to fuck your mom while she was still here. Then the president's, you know, like, you mean to tell me that all we had to do this entire time was fuck these aliens? Somebody get me the.
Would an alien even understand?
Chief Justice.
Getting what? Fucked?
I don't know.
Would it feel like it was getting fought? Would it hurt?
Does
it have an ass? Does it have a pussy?
Would you know, it depends fucking, on the type of alien, so.
Would be fucking its ear. And
that's
that
the
even
kind
hurt?
Of question for Neil deGrasse Tyson to answer.
If you ask him such a dumb question, he'd be such an asshole about it.
I mean,
just
all
like
that guy
closes
does,
his eyes and just like exhale for 40
all that
seconds.
Guy does is answer dumb questions. His entire career is based off dumb questions. No real scientist is doing actual work is like explaining things to fourth graders constantly.
Yeah,
yeah, but
he
answers every question like a cunt.
What
that's
the fuck
thing.
Has he ever actually done? Has he gone
done
to space?
Shit.
No.
Has he come up
he
with any new science?
Fucking invented anything?
He
no.
asked to see women's thigh tattoos.
Yeah. He's groped women. I guess that's pretty cool. But it's not,
that's not science.
It's not science.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck him. What the fuck? Did he even do research?
I think he was some sort of astrophysicist.
Fuck him.
But
dude,
maybe that's just what they told us, you know?
What did he look up if he's ever authored a paper or some shit?
He wrote the 10 crack commandments.
He ghost wrote for Biggie.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing bass at a certain point. He was looking yoked.
Well, that's a cultural thing.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Playing bass, looking yoked?
Jacked black bass players?
Oh, I see.
That's a thing.
He was jacked, though. I will give him credit. I want to be fucking strange, dude.
Yeah.
For violence. I want to get fucking strong so I can just fight people. That's, in the streets.
Then just take karate classes. The gym's not for hurting people.
It will be
the
way
gym's
I
for
use it.
Autistically obsessing over numbers. It's basic math.
The physical manifestation of doing math.
No, it's great. Like honestly, that's the absolute appeal of lifting. Is it like week after week you're like, oh, and then maybe this number, and then this number, and then it'll be this number. Like that's what makes it fun.
Hell yeah, dude. That's not for me. I don't like numbers.
You don't?
I want violence.
No, it is nice to obsess over numbers.
Maybe I'll become a boxer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a butterbean style fat boy.
It's like I have a glass jaw. When I've gotten in fights, it really hurts when I get punched in the face. My head. I've gotten a lot of concussions.
One guy. I've thankfully only been punched in the face twice in my life.
Really?
Once recently.
What was the first time?
First time was my friend Alex. I was just talking shit. And he said, if you keep talking shit, I'm going to punch you in the face.
And you learned your lesson.
And then I didn't think he would actually do it. And then he did. And I was like, you're a bad friend.
Nah, you
get dinged in the nose.
You 100% deserved it.
I deserved it, yeah, dude. Yeah. I was running my mouth. But what I didn't know that he was going to punch me because he was driving, dude. He straight up punched me. I was in the passenger seat.
That rules.
And then
I was like
what the fuck, dude?
That's cool,
and
actually.
He said, I told you I'd punch you in the face.
I think that's cool.
He's cool.
Well, folks,
here we are.
Yeah, I think that's the end of it.
The end is near. Our dicks are small.
Unless you have something else to bring up.
And they will get sucked.
What do I want to bring up?
I don't know. Unless you
funny
got
Funny Moms tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night's Funny Moms.
Come the out. 8th.
It's going to be my birthday.
Oh, Adam's birthday show. Come get your little pussy sucked.
I'm turning 32, and you only do that once. So damn, we're going to party.
I'm
turning 32.
Congrats,
pretty
man.
Depressing, dude. Gotta be honest.
Yeah, that sucks.
Not too excited. But have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, folks.
Bye.